out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But at that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, possibly Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, or crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the blasting fuck out of it.
Blasting fuck.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
It was Shark Jesus, if you remember that little mix I put together.
I love Shark Jesus.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, flinging some e-poo at the right.
Yay!
Well-deserved.
Yeah.
Lots to get to. Whole lot in the news, as they refer in science, a shit ton.
Yes.
Of news today.
A metric shit ton.
All kinds of crap going on. We'll get to that and get to hopefully some fun stuff, if there even exists. Don't forget you can join us on social media and everything during the show at Crab Diving, blah, blah, blah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And just, I want to clear something up, maybe discuss something. Listen, if you're a white person and you're at a bar or a club and they're playing, say, you know, Kendrick Lamar, some kind of hip hop, some kind of rap.
Experience.
Yes. I don't think you should, and you're singing along, don't sing the N-word. Just don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Don't and when it comes up in a song, don't emphasize it. How about just don't
well,
say
there's,
it?
Well, there's, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
That's an extra layer right there.
Oh, God, I hate that. Can we just all agree to stop doing that? Just stop it. God.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, with the favorite song you'd like to sing with that has the N-word in it.
Right.
When you're doing karaoke. And
God damn, I know. Even in karaoke. Just don't do karaoke with N-words. The N-word. That's easy.
I enjoy Kendrick Lamar's music immensely, bigly.
Right.
And
do you have to scream out the N-word
well,
when
no.
you're listening?
No. Even when I'm sitting alone, I feel like I should just go...
Yeah.
When it comes to that word, but
don't even think about it.
You know, they use that word a lot in rap.
I've
discovered.
Right. I mean,
and I've also discovered there's a tiny hint of misogyny
in rap.
Yeah, I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah,
but sometimes I'm listening. I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, holy shit, this sounds good, but goddamn, sometimes you listen to the lyrics and
right,
it's like, well,
it's like Ted Nugent. Man, he can play that guitar, but Jesus Christ, he's. He's singing a lot about statutory rape.
Well, he's got a song titled Jailbait.
Right.
That's all you need to know about Ted Nugent.
Whatever happened to him?
Or Nugent.
Oh, you think it's French? Oh, le Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent. He's still slithering around.
Oh, okay.
Didn't we see not that long ago that he was having a concert or something and they couldn't fucking give away the tickets to it? That the prices had plunged and nobody wants to go fucking see him?
Yeah, he's a dickhead, man.
You know, his music was okay. I mean, it was, you know, catchy white trash rock.
Right.
One could, trashy white rock. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, I mean, if you want to listen to Ted Nugent, fucking listen to Leslie West instead, or even Kip Winger. I don't know about Kip Winger. God, I'd rather listen to Ted Nugent's racist, rapey rock than what did Winger sing? I saw them in concert. I mean, God damn.
Seriously?
Yeah, dated somebody that was into Winger. It was a long fucking time ago.
Winger?
Yeah.
How about Stevie Ray Vaughan or, you know, he's kind of...
Well, busy. I mean, but if you're rock. Going to... listen, it wasn't my choice to go to Winger. I went to a lot of Winger concerts in that time, and I also dated some... Well, yeah, I dated somebody that was into fucking seeing Silent Lucidity. Queensryche.
Queensryche. Do I know who's yeah, in the
you
Winger?
Know, yeah. Oh, okay. No, you don't know the Winger person.
Oh, okay. I do know the Queensryche?
Right.
Interesting. Winger is an American rock... Is an... There, apparently is, Winger is still going.
Who's seeing it? Who the fuck is going to see Winger? I mean, do they fight for the same audience of Rat? You know,
Winger gained popularity during the late 80s and early 90s. They had two platinum albums.
Wow. God.
Charting singles 17, Headed for a Heartbreak, and Miles Away.
Headed for a Heartbreak.
Really, Kate?
Yeah. Nobody heard that, but she let off a yawn. Come on. It's the fucking show,
she's not
man.
A Winger fan.
God. Headed for a headache.
Skipping.
Sucks.
Oh, now I kind of remember that song. Wow, that's...
Jesus.
Glad they're still touring.
Why do you go to the trouble to learn how to play the guitar if you're going to put out that shit? I mean, you know, they did
that's
have two
their,
platinum albums.
That
so
may
I mean,
not
what
be
do
their
I know?
Best.
Kip Winger live on Ice, the musical. Fuck you. Good God. Any Winger fans out there?
Let's see. Winger. Yeah.
Kate likes Iron Maiden. That's Kate's into the Maiden.
Let's see what's going on here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media and,
yay,
you know, hey, buy a Winger 8-track.
Right. No, they're after 8-tracks, dude. Buy a Winger laser
you don't think
disc.
They have a, you don't think they have an 8-track available for Winger, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you
right.
buy, bookmark that shit. Every time you go there and buy shit, we get a little kickback.
Yes.
A little commission.
Oh, wee wee.
And it helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
And Amazon, please, please sever all ties with the NRA.
Help
stop
us,
with this NRA TV shit.
Help us buy good coffee to mix in with the shitty stuff.
That's right.
To make it the crab diving mix, to
right.
make it go longer.
Yes.
Lots going on.
Yay.
Let's just plow into
ooh,
the
yes.
fucking headlines and see what's going on here.
Mother.
In the current shit show that is the United States politics.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, March 15th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, BB.
White people in droves.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
Oh, yes. Who is that? That's Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, former king of lunacy.
Right. That's right.
He's been deposed. I think Alex Jones climbed to the top of that hill.
Yeah. Fuck Alex Jones.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
A fate.
Huffington Post. The
ooh.
Huff Post.
Oh, yes. Let's huff.
This is interesting news. And I wonder if this was a planned or if this is kind of in response to now other reports that Trump may be hunting for scalps. That don't suck the saggy royal ass.
Right.
And when he said, you know, well, I've almost got the cabinet I wanted.
Ooh,
you know,
yes.
He was pointing right at Mr. Magoo.
Right.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, who he desperately wants to get rid of so that he can put some toady in there. The name bounced around. Scott Pruitt.
Oh, my God.
But
Scott already has a fucking job.
Well, he wants to put him there so that Scott Pruitt will then oversee the Mueller investigation.
Oh, yes.
And make it go away or geld it to the point where, you need to look at collusion and collusion only. What about this Russian money laundering? Oh, well, no, that's not within your purview.
But couldn't Mueller argue that then, in fact, that is? That all this is so, connected with the collusion?
It says in the letter authorizing him that you go where the investigation takes you. Run free.
I think he's going to fire Mueller. I don't think he gives a fuck. I think he just wants justification in his mind, which is totally fucked up.
That'll be fascinating.
I'll win a dollar.
People will be taking the streets bigly because I've already seen that on the social media is about people saying, look, if he tries this bullshit, we got to hit the streets.
I got a dollar, baby. I'm going to win a dollar on this shit.
So the headline today is Mueller guns for Trump org. Special counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed documents from the Trump Organization.
Yes.
As part of his investigation into Russia's meddling in the election.
Ooh, okay.
According to the New York Times.
Go fuck yourself.
The subpoena is the first known instance of Mueller ordering the production of documents directly from Trump's business.
Damn. See, this is going to piss him off, the Schittler.
Trump has denounced the probe.
Oh, yes. Denounced it?
As, quote, all caps, witch hunt, exclamation point.
Mike Pence is like, ooh, did somebody say probe?
Said, as long as mother's not around.
Denounce my probe. I'm into that.
That he would consider any investigation into his finances crossing a red line. That was before.
God damn it, Trump. How the fuck is he supposed to look into this?
This was a previous interview when he said, I do think that's a violation. Look, this is about Russia. So I think if he wants to go, my finances are extremely good. My company is unbelievably successful company.
You know, if Trump was talking about someone else not connected with him being investigated for something like this, he would be like, nail him to the wall. Do anything you want. Go get him. You know?
The attorney for Trump org.
His org.
Alan Futerfas? Futerfas? F-U-T-E-R-F-A-S.
Futerfas! 9!
Issued a statement said, since July 2017,
July. Oh my God, you're turning redneck!
Purpose. No, I said it on purpose.
Ironically?
Insurance. July.
On July!
And when you greet people, hey, how's it going? You might as well brand Yankee across your forehead.
Yeah.
You have to say, hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
Since July.
How y'all doing?
Of 2017, we have advised the public that the Trump Organization is fully cooperative with all investigations, including the special counsel.
Yes.
With all investigations. The president's business is like, look, we're used to fucking investigations,
right,
bitches.
Right.
including the special counsel and is responding to their requests. This is old news, and our assistance and cooperation with the various investigations remains the same today.
Yes.
So they're admitting there's like multiple various investigations.
Right, there's all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking cares, man.
Spokesgoblin Sarah Huckabee Sanders declined to comment.
Now, wait a second. Let's talk about this for a second, because I got some pushback on how I refer to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We can talk about what she says. We can talk about the makeup, how she applies her makeup. We can talk about her clothes, but we can't body shame her. So Goblin.
Well, but
what is Goblin? That
Katrina Pearson was a spokesgoblin. I've called
who is that? I forget who
the bullet necklace.
Damn,
who has now been hired by the Trump campaign?
Why do we have to be nice to these people again? Explain this to me.
And Crypt Keeper Barbie.
Yes, Skeksis Barbie. Now that I say that often, That is about her Barbie. Appearance.
Kinda, I guess.
No, I mean, No, she looks fuckers from Dark Crystal.
I've said kind of the same things about Ann Coulter interchangeably.
Ann Coulter looks like someone that stepped out of Dark Crystal. I'm sorry.
Coulter's not hideous. I mean, well, she exudes grossitude because of what she is, what she says. But I mean, as far as like, she's not, you know, rough to look at, I guess. Little horse. Well, anyway,
you know what? Ann Coulter, why are we talking about this? You know, you're right. She's good looking.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck? It's my fault. I don't want to talk Ann Coulter.
We went from we shouldn't body shame.
She's got a horse face. The horses are like, fuck you, man. God.
We shouldn't. I feel bad even referring to Eric Trump as Barracuda Face.
You know, I don't. Why is that? Am I a sociopath?
I don't have a degree.
In what?
Psychology. Oh, yeah, or okay. I can't diagnose. Well. I would assume that they know this is had been going on, this subpoena. It seems like Trump org is like, investigations. Which one?
Yeah. They don't know. They really don't know.
Investigations. This is old news.
Yeah. Send over a spreadsheet. I don't know what you're investigating.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy. Eat my dick.
Let's hold your breath till you pass out. And right when you wake up, you know, that's about the average Drudge Report reader.
Yes.
Intelligence.
Right.
And it says Ides of Mueller.
Oh, geez.
Look at Drudge Report. Nobody's going to understand what that means. Drudge Report people aren't going to understand what the Ides mean.
The Ides of March.
Ides of Mueller, Trump org subpoenaed. So it's the same story. Right. Do you think it leads over to the HuffPo?
No, yes, I do.
Wall Street Journal. Special counsel Robert Mueller has subpoenaed Trump Organization in the Russia investigation.
Russia. He said Russia in that interview with
And then
Lester
immediately
Holt,
corrected
right?
himself and said Russia.
Russia.
I'm surprised he didn't say and. With Russia and right. Russia.
So fucking stupid. Oh, my God.
Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen.
United Shush.
Others. Also in the news is a audio clip.
Okay.
That was obtained.
Right.
From some donor raise money meeting that he had in California.
Yes.
Where if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, I put up a story of some of the funnier signs of people in California. Surprisingly, that he's not well loved there.
No.
I know you'll find that difficult to comprehend.
Did all the fake voters come out and protest too?
Right. All the dead ones. All the dead illegals.
Yes.
Like it looked like a fucking Walking Dead.
Oh, right.
Shoot.
Zombies. Yeah. Did zombies vote?
Sure.
I think the zombies voted for
Wearing
Trump.
Mariachi outfits.
Right. Mariachi zombies.
Mariachi. Mariachi was the theater in Chicago.
Mariachi.
There you go.
Mariachi zombies. It's
still go. Oh, well,
it
anyway.
Is not.
Mariachi
The Mariachi theater closed a couple years Sad. Ago. Yeah.
Sad.
Mariachi zombies. Wee. I don't know. I mean, I personally, just getting back to, we're talking about people's looks. I feel like it's okay to make fun of Eric Trump. He's so fucking shitty. He's so shitty.
They're gross people, yeah.
I mean, the guy. So what? Barracuda face. Big deal.
So during... this was Missouri. I misspoke. During a fundraising speech in Missouri.
Fuck you.
Last night, apparently he got the hell out of California and made his way to Missouri, where
right
more friendly confines. He reportedly told his supporters there that he basically made up some shit that he was talking when he was first met Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Oh, he just made it up. I told him a bunch of bullshit.
Trump reportedly called Trudeau a nice guy, good-looking guy. What is with him?
Lawrence, I don't know.
This other story we got, this Kudlow.
Right.
Lawrence Kudlow is going to be an handsome economic advisor. He's basically a TV pundit who's like not an economic dude.
Yeah, he is. Though I saw him, I've seen him talk about the economy on television, I think. Does he have a show about money or something?
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know.
We could do a show about money.
Oh, God. I listen, Betsy DeVos is in charge of education. She doesn't know jack fucking shit. I mean, here's how Ludlow, is that his name, Ludlow?
Kudlow.
Kudlow? Kudlow's a winner if he doesn't immediately go to work and order a table valued at $5,000, $50,000. Bam, it's a win.
He's got a degree in history.
Okay.
Ugh, no.
Well, history, that deals with money.
Known as Cuddles to his friends.
Cuddles. Oh, creepy.
He was a star on the tennis team. See, now...
You know. Now you like him. Jeez.
No, because...
Well, he's a tennis guy.
Because he's a nutty conservative now. Right. Member of the left-wing Students for a Democratic Society.
What the fuck happened to you, Cuddlow?
He attended Cuddles. Princeton.
Ooh.
Oh, he did study politics and economics.
Bam!
There you go.
There you go, man.
But left before he completed his degree.
Well...
Oh, he worked at Bear Stearns.
Oh, okay. Well, that's money, right? That involves money. There you go. Cuddles.
He worked as economic counsel to A.B. Laffer and Associates.
The
company in San Diego owned by Arthur Laffer of the Laffer Curve, which is the bullshit curve that they drew to pretend that trickle-down economics works.
Oh, he's, shit.
Laffer is called the father of supply-side economics.
Is Cuddles a fucking Ronald Reagan fillator? Is he one of these?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Ooh, yes. Lovely.
He was associate director for economics and planning for the Office of Management and Budget under the first term of Ronald Wilson Reagan, RW.
Oh, I don't know what his middle name is.
It's Wilson.
Ray, you know. Well, wait a second. So he does have experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he's not as unexperienced as we had thought.
Reagan, God, that was so long ago. Meanwhile, he's been on TV. Dude, hey, Cuddles, I have a question. You had a TV gig, you fucking idiot. Now you want to work for the White House?
Perfect.
Are you mentally ill?
Perfect Republican now because he's been married 3 times.
Oh, yes. Cuddles likes to cuddle with different folks. Whatever.
His first marriage lasted a year.
Yay. Your first marriage lasts a year, then you go get married 2 more times. Damn.
Always had problems with... cocaine and alcohol when going through 12-step programs.
Right.
Converting to Catholicism.
Oh, God.
He's a member of the Catholic Advisory Board of Ave Maria Mutual Funds.
What in the fucking fuck does that mean?
Hey. Is it a Catholic mutual fund group?
Yes. Any advisor to the Catholics should be like, you know what would help?
If
you guys could quit raping children. That would be a big help. That's what the advice should be.
U.S. mutual fund family that targets clients interested in financially sound investments in companies that do not violate certain religious principles of the Catholic Church.
Ooh, yes.
Often described as socially responsible investing.
Yes. How are you going to invest money in the Catholic Church? And it's like all they're doing is spending that money paying off sexual assault cases. You know what I mean?
But this should more accurately be
the rape fund.
Morally responsible investing or faith-based investing. Because socially responsible, if you're anti-choice, we would argue about whether that's being socially responsible or not.
I mean, I don't want to invest in an organization that says, you know, that it's anti-fucking condom. Sorry. I don't mean to be elitist.
So, there you go. Another... I'm sure another anti-choice dude, too.
Right.
The economic policy.
Yeah.
Let me cut off. I don't know. We
Cuddles.
We transitioned into that. Trump.
Yes.
In Missouri, we were talking about claiming that he made up some shit.
That's right.
Talking to Justin Trudeau.
Hey, Justin, pull my finger.
He's
good looking, I think too, that Trudeau.
Here's the audio.
Trudeau, he's like a Canadian George Clooney.
So here's Trump.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday.
Okay, so this is a report about.
Who's better looking, George Clooney or this Trudeau? What do you think?
Trudeau's younger.
That's true. Clooney.
Unless you're into older and distinguished.
Yes, I don't know.
He's very handsome. George Clooney's a big libtard.
Melania, why don't you go blow Trudeau? I don't know what they're into. Pee on him.
I thought I had the audio of this, but it doesn't matter. Trudeau came to see me. He said, he's a good guy, Justin.
He's a good guy.
He said, no, we have no trade deficit with you. We have none. Donald, please.
Please? What is he?
As if Trudeau was begging him.
Oh, yes.
Don't say that, Donald. Please. That's bullshit.
Who did Trump say suggested that so-and-so might have to drop to their knees?
Mitt Romney.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, has Romney said anything about his Secretary of State nomination getting vetoed by fucking Putin? Has he said anything about that?
No, because he's running for senator, and he's
God.
I think he wants to rock the boat right now.
Oh, I'd be all about that shit. I'd be like, can you believe this bullshit? Fuck this.
I wonder if I could find this audio because it's not great. The quality.
He might have to drop to his knees next time.
Sound like somebody just had their fucking cell phone.
Right.
Cell phone going.
Good job, dickheads.
He continued.
Some eye-popping comments from President Trump on trade suggest.
Autoplay videos.
Right. Fuck everybody.
Trump then said, they said he was mimicking Trudeau.
Ooh.
Nice guy, good looking guy, comes in. Donald, we have no trade deficit. He's very proud because everybody else, you know, we're getting killed. So he's proud. I said, wrong, Justin, you do. I didn't even know. I had no idea. I just said, you're wrong. You know why? Because we're so stupid. And I thought they were smart. I said, you're wrong, Justin. He said, nope, we have no trade deficit. I said, well, in that case, I feel differently.
What?
I said, but I don't believe it. I sent one of our guys out. His guy, my guy, they went out. I said, check, because I can't believe it.
Well, sir, you're actually right. We have no deficit, but that doesn't include energy and timber. When you do, we lose $17 billion a year. It's incredible.
Right. God. But, who can follow this, Donald, what he's talking about? It's crazy.
Well, I believe we actually have a surplus.
Yes. A surplus of what?
A trade surplus with Canada.
Okay.
We're making more.
Do we get syrup from those guys? What do we get from Canada? Syrup?
So then...
Whiskey?
He took to Twitter.
Right.
And was trying to... A lot of steel, by the way.
Yes.
From Canada.
Okay.
They're not happy. That's why they weren't real happy about that tariff bullshit.
But they're getting excluded from the tariff, right? Okay.
So he tweeted. Now he knows that he fucked up. And... 5:29 this morning.
Yes.
When, I don't know, shouldn't he be making America great again? He's again putting out a flaming bag of dog shit that he lit himself.
He's trying.
On his own stoop.
Yes.
We do have a trade deficit with Canada, as we do almost all countries. Some of them massive.
Massive.
PM Justin Trudeau of Canada, a very good guy. Doesn't like saying that Canada has a surplus versus the U.S., parentheses, negotiating.
Right.
But they do. They almost all do. And that's how I know. That's not an explanation. They almost all do. That's how I know.
Am I a lesser intelligence because I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about right now? It is so... What is he saying or what is he trying to say? I don't understand the president. He's so, I don't know, dude.
Right. So now they're saying, well,
it's the president was referring to the goods.
Yes.
Part of trade of trade, and that we have a deficit on that side, but for services we have a surplus. But when you put those together, that's the trade,
right?
And there ain't no deficit; it's a fucking surplus. So
because you can't separate goods and services,
our surplus in services is bigger than our deficit in goods. So it's a net trade.
So they sell us more goods.
So now they're explaining, they're trying to say, well, that's what the president meant was the goods.
Oh, okay. But we service them more than they service us.
Apparently.
Right. Wow. Canada, goddamn. Be a little bit more of a giver. We're doing all the work over here.
12 billion goods deficit, 25 billion surplus on services.
Yay. That's great. Is that good?
So that's a net surplus.
So, okay. So all this shit happened with Canada. Do we get along with them still, or do we want to nuke them? What's going on?
I don't know. Has Trudeau insulted Trump in any way? Or
I don't know. I don't know, Justin. I'd be careful. Who knows? This guy's nuts. Although you're very good looking. Congratulations. Good looking guy.
So I don't know if there's been a response yet from the Canadians.
Right. Trudeau Trump tweet like Trump or no? Nobody does.
He actually has a brain.
Yes.
Giant liberal.
Oh, geez. Again, do you think Canada would trade?
And you know what Canadians have?
I have no fucking idea.
Healthcare.
Snow. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Good for them. What wimps? Socialists.
I've got we were talking yesterday a little bit about the walkout from school,
right,
where young people from across the whole nation, actually worldwide, there were kids in other countries that fucking walked
that's
out.
That's fucking awesome. Can I just say one thing about Canada that bothers me?
Yeah, the national anthem.
I wouldn't. Canada.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. If anybody from Canada is listening, here's what puts me off about your country. Because I lived in Chicago for a long time. You grew up there.
Yes.
It is
cold as fuck. Exactly. Yes, at times.
So, like, Canada is above Chicago. It's closer to the North Pole. So the whole fucking country.
For a bunch of years, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The whole country has shitty fucking weather. Whole country.
You know.
There's nowhere to escape it.
You find shitty.
If you're cold.
If you're into cold and snow, there's people who are into that shit.
I don't care if you're into it. It's still, even if you love it, even if you're into the cold weather in Chicago, there are days when you go outside and it's so fucking cold that you cry into your scarf. And you're just, your whole face is just a mask of snot, tears, and frozen hair gel. You know what I mean? Yes. There's no respite. There's no respite in Canada from that shit.
Yeah, well.
That's what blows my mind about that fucking country.
They have Tim Hortons, though.
What is, that's a Wendy's?
It's like a coffee shop.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I've got another story here on this lovely Thursday.
I interrupted
you. We were talking about the students.
Okay,
yeah, we were talking about the student protesters.
Yes. Good for these kids. I love it.
And there's a couple of follow-ups.
Crab diving follow-up.
On that, this one is an outrage.
Yes.
On many levels. And I really don't know what the hell's wrong with people. Conservative public school area in Arkansas.
Fuck you, boy.
Arkansas.
Hey.
Greenbrier Public School in Greenbrier, Arkansas.
I think you're pronouncing that wrong.
Why?
Greenbrier. Welcome to Greenbrier.
I don't know what a Arkansas accent. I guess Bill
just
Clinton
like that.
Or
Greenbrier.
Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee. They're Arkansas-y.
But they're elitist fucking dickbags.
Greenbrier
is in Faulkner County, Arkansas.
Faulkner.
4,706 people.
No shit, man. God damn.
Anyway, their school had only three students who walked out.
Okay. Now, these kids have balls. Good for you guys.
But get this. A blogger whose 17-year-old son attends the school.
Yes.
Posted on the Twitter.
Right.
That, quote, my kid and two other students walked out of their rural, very conservative public school for 17 minutes today. They were given two punishment options.
Oh, my God.
Suspension or corporal punishment.
They're going to beat them. They're going to beat them for walking out in support of these kids that were shot to death.
They chose corporal punishment. He said, this generation is not playing around.
Yeah, martyr me, motherfucker. God damn.
They were, the school said you can have suspension or SWATs.
They're going to hit these kids?
They did.
With what?
They probably paddled them.
What fucking, is it? It's 2018.
Well, yeah, but not in many parts of America. It's 1415 in many parts of America.
That is so fucking disturbing and just, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Are we that fucking stupid? Are we that fucking backwards?
Yes. According to the Daily Beast, Greenbrier Public Schools authorizes the use of corporal punishment to be administered in accordance with the policy by the superintendent or his or her designated staff members
staff.
Who are required to have a state-issued license as a condition of their employment.
Yeah.
Students, quote, are given an explanation of the reasons for the punishment and should be have to be given an opportunity to refute the charges.
I'm protesting gun violence, and now you're going to fucking beat me for it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I thought it was a thing. Maybe it's some areas, but I thought it was a thing you need to, like, opt into, even in areas.
You got to opt
in areas
it.
Where they allow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, that's true, dude.
Like, you have to say, yeah, sure, go ahead, beat the shit out of my kid. I don't care.
Dude, when I went to school in Virginia, my family, we lived in Virginia briefly in the fucking goddamn hills mm-hmm. and the mountains with the mountain people. And the first day at school in this one little fucking town, they sent a note home asking permission to beat your kids, you know?
Yeah.
This is so fucking, yeah. Hey.
We bend over and say thank you.
What sadist? Who beats these kids at the school, and how do you decide who gets to beat
well,
the kids?
Well, that's another thing.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You, the ones who are more eagerly lining up to do it are the ones you got to not allow to do it.
You're going to have to tell me when we're moving on to another story, because I have so
oh,
much
that's it. That's
rage
all.
About
that's,
this.
That's all I have.
I have one more point. If you're beating, fuck you. If you're beating these fucking kids that are protesting gun violence, you dickhead, don't you understand that if someone comes to the school at which you beat children and shoots up the place, you too could be one of those fucking victims, you goddamn idiot. Don't they get that shit?
No, that you're asking for nuanced thinking
these
and
kids
reason.
Are it's how nuanced do you have to be to understand that the walkout is to bring attention to the problem we have with people walking into schools
no,
and shooting
no,
everyone to death.
No, not according to this other story. The governor of South Carolina.
Eat my dick.
Called the student protesters shameful.
Fuck you. Who the fuck is this? What's his name?
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
You suck. God damn, Henry.
I'm reading from TalkingPointsMemo.com.
You
says,
make me want to vomit.
The governor dove headfirst into an alt-right conspiracy theory.
Oh, Christ.
That the students who are advocating for gun control are being, quote, used as a tool by these left-wing groups.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. To people out there that fucking call progressives leftists and all this other bullshit, honestly, suck my dick and fuck you and fuck this goddamn fucking governor. These kids are protesting gun violence. They don't want to be shot to death.
You might have audio.
Oh my God. Where do these people come from? How do you live with yourself?
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster spoke out.
Ugh.
Students across the country walked out of class in support of stricter gun laws.
Yes.
Organizers from the Women's March Youth Branch advertised the walkout. So they're saying this is Women's March. Look at these evil libtards coaching these kids.
Hey, you know what? Listen. These liberals that are quote-unquote coaching your kids, they're doing you a favor because you're doing a shit job of raising them. You should be glad progressives are coming, taking the lead on this. They're doing the planet a favor. Who the fuck is for schools getting shot up?
Here's a...
God. Mental.
Sadly, I believe, under ridiculous music. Here's the video of this guy talking.
Dumb.
It appears that these school children, innocent school children, are being used as a tool by these a left-wing group to further their own agenda.
It appears that these poor children are being used
right
as a tool.
In that agenda, let's talk about that evil fucking agenda. They want to ban assault weapons. Mm-hmm. They want reasonable gun control. They don't want high-capacity magazines.
Bump stocks, bye-bye.
No bump stocks. We want background checks.
Sure.
Because why? Because kids are getting
cucks.
Shot to death.
Because you hate America.
Imagine you're in school and all of a sudden somebody comes in, starts shooting off an AR-15. The police can't even rescue you because they are outgunned. They're out fucking gunned. This is nuts. Oh, my God. Son, they should impeach this fucking governor. Why do we put up with this shit? God damn it.
To further their own agenda, it is not about the tragedy. It's not about the school children. This is a tricky move, I believe, by a left-wing group, from the information I've seen, to use these children as a tool to further their own means.
It's just not true.
How much money...
It's just not true that he... what he's saying, that they're being used by a left-wing group.
How much money do you think this fucknut gets from the fucking NRA? That's what I'm looking up right now.
It says in the days following the massacre, alt-right groups instantly theorized that the group that students who were more vocal advocating for gun reform were just paid crisis actors.
Oh my God.
Pawns of liberal groups wanting to promote gun control. Even Marco Rubio slithered out into the sun for a few seconds.
Yes.
And tried to, it says here, squash the validity of those theories. So even
he said,
they're not, these kids aren't hired by some outside group. They're organizing themselves.
Well, hey, Marco Rubio, thank you for that. But why don't you do something about it, you fucking asshole?
The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., appeared to support the claims when he liked to tweet.
Blah!
Sharing a story attacking one of the student survivors, whose father is a retired FBI agent. Oh my God! His father's a retired FBI agent. Obviously, he's deep state.
You know, the fact that a lot of people on the right are so fucking stupid and dumb and can't even look at the facts about gun. Oh God, your ignorance is killing us. It's killing our kids, you fuck.
It's so crazy.
You know, the only way people like McMaster or Rubio or any of these fucking Republican goddamn NRA cocksuckers could ever come out on the right side of this gun shit, if it happened to somebody related to them, if it happened to somebody they care about, they would all of a sudden have a come to fucking quote unquote Jesus moment. That's the only way. Right?
Are you sure?
No,
Steve
I'm not.
Steve Scalise had his hip blown off. And and
you're
he's
right.
Still gunny as fuck.
God, Steve, you dumbass. Are you listening? Tweet us at Crab Diving. Explain to me how you still take that NRA dick after you got your hip blown off. That's a good fucking point. Something wrong with you.
Maybe they bleached his anus while they were down there.
Right. Could you take me down a few shades? Oh, make me antique white. I want to be antique white. What do you think a shade is? It's like you go to Sherwin-Williams and you pick out your... God, this fucking...
Wayne LaPierre prefers rose pink. So that that's what's going on there. The
trying to look at it.
Governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster.
I'm trying to find out if this guy gets NRA money. Oh, you piece of shit.
South Carolina?
Fuck you, boy.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You guys love guns more than kids. You really do. I mean, it's not even close. If there was anything else, if there's anything else in the classroom that was causing kids to get killed, you would remove it. I mean, we don't have lead in our schools, right? At which, you know, the kids go to school. There's no lead, right?
Right.
Why?
Because they figured out that it was having ill effects upon the children.
Yeah. All right. The only thing
they needed
lead
to put it in the brown people's water in Michigan.
Oh yes, the only lead that you're okay with people getting killed from shoots out from a gun. God, fuck these people.
The Vanessa Trump officially filed for divorce.
That
was
Don's?
True. Yeah. Apparently that story was true yesterday.
Fuck you, Vanessa. You're How probably sad. A piece of shit. You're all shit. Don Jr. Fucker.
There is a Republican, Ryan.
Bleah, bleah.
In if we go 25 minutes that direction.
Yes. Towards California, right? Kind of.
Yeah. The first other state we hit is Alabama.
Oh yeah.
Where I don't know where this guy's from, but this is the Birmingham News. Birmingham's in the other direction, north of us. Reported that there is a state rep there named Harry Shiver.
Shiver.
S-H-I-V-E-R.
Right.
This is one of my favorite online newspapers, AL.com.
Nine.
Alabama.com.
Right.
The journalism is good.
Yes.
The comments are terrifying as
right,
fuck.
Sure.
The state representative Harry Shiver from Stockton, a Republican, is against arming teachers.
Gee, what's wrong with him? Is he on mushrooms?
Not because he doesn't think that would work or that teachers should be armed.
Right.
But he doesn't think because most teachers are women that they could handle.
Damn.
He's torn between his misogyny and his love of guns, and it looks like the misogyny is winning.
What's this guy's name? Shriver from Alabama?
Shiver.
Shiver. Damn, you guys just, you can't, it's like you're almost there. You're almost to the correct side of an issue. Then bam, get somebody Alabama's you.
In comments to AL.com,
fuck you.
He echoed statements that he made during a public safety committee hearing, where he said, do we have audio?
You know what?
Hold on. Oh, wait a second. Oh, no, it's just a stupid video.
Yeah.
I thought we had the audio of it, but he says, Alabama lawmakers need to, quote, protect our ladies.
Why don't we want to protect everybody? Why wouldn't you want to protect everybody? I mean, I agree. I want to protect our ladies. Our ladies. What does that mean?
Most women and women teachers in particular are scared of guns.
We're all scared of guns,
and
you
should
fuck.
Not be expected to carry them in classrooms.
Let me explain something to you, Captain Simpleton. If you have fallopian tubes or testicles, it doesn't matter. It still hurts to get shot. Nobody wants to get shot. We got to protect our ladies.
I'm not saying all, but in most schools, women are the majority of the teachers. Some of them just don't want to be trained with guns.
Most teachers don't want to be trained with guns, you fucking dickhead.
If they want to, that's good. But most of them don't want to learn how to shoot like that and carry a gun.
You know, listen.
We have to protect the fragile little ladies, and they can't handle it. You don't want no woman pulling a gun out trying to save your life.
You know what? Fuck me. You know, whenever we talk about arming our teachers, I usually go through all the teachers that I had in grade school and high school, junior
high. And imagine them packing?
Yeah, and some of them, it's just like, I don't think they'd be into it. Some of them would be way too into it.
I had a couple of religious loonies.
Oh, yeah.
In Catholic school.
Give me, oh, yeah.
I would prefer not to be armed.
Great. Oh, okay, so now I got to, now this guy's molesting me at gunpoint. Honestly.
Never molested.
Well, no, not you. I'm just saying. But
right.
You had friends that were, I'm sure.
I knew kids that I'm convinced were. I don't know exactly who victims were of this one priest, but there were two kids in particular who had marked personality changes, even to the point where they broke in and trashed the church in seventh grade. Now, what would cause a 12 or 13 year old to break into a church and knock shit over except if you're mad at Father Kissane,
a guy
who's dead now.
Listen how crazy this sounds. You go to Catholic school, a priest who is, if I understand this lunacy correctly, is anointed by Sky God to do all kinds of
unfortunate
bullshit.
Unfortunate term, but yes.
This guy's anointed by Sky God. The guy that is anointed by Sky God just raped me? Yeah, I'm going to trash the church. Because fuck you. I mean, God, of course. Damn.
And both altar boys.
Listen to this.
I dodged that bullet.
Listen,
I was like,
fucking,
no way, I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, you know, second or third grade.
And
I
then other
like,
kids are dodging real
like,
bullets.
I don't believe any of this crap.
Listen to how much we hate children in this country. Yeah. We hate children. We don't love children enough to get rid of these fucking assault weapons. It's an AR-15 every time that goes into these schools and shoots everybody to death. And these fucking Catholics are raping kids. God damn it.
But the ignorant get convinced that by evil actors like, oh, Dana Lash and Wayne LaPierre and everyone that licks their orifices.
Ooh, yes.
Let's call most of the Republican Party, if not all the Republican
right.
Party, that's how to make them safe. Not less guns, but more guns.
Stupid.
Guns
stupid.
Don't kill people, gay people.
I don't know one teacher that'd want to be packing. He's got, I got to teach you how to use a comma, now I got a gun. Fuck you.
So Shiver also said, I heard that 75% of Republicans support it, but I was there live and in person, and I know what it is like in schools. He was a teacher.
Okay.
A physical education teacher for 32 years.
Oh, my God. You know what I don't want, and I don't mean to. Listen, if you teach PE and you're listening, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but I don't want any of my former PE coaches in the legislature. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm trying to think fondly back on any of my PE teachers, and I'm having a hard time. There was one in grammar school.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was a woman,
yeah.
Not a nun.
Right.
And she was kind of cool from what I remember, but that's really all I remember.
I had
the rest
one
of them
nice
were all
PE
frustrated
teacher.
Coaches who were assholes.
Yeah. And you know what? It's time to go to the locker room and change for gym class. No supervision. And what happens to people like me? Oh, I get locked in the equipment cage. Fuck you.
Oh, now your mother's going to be.
Nah. It was fine. Wait, you know, hyperbole.
Do you really get locked in a locker?
Yeah.
Well, it happens.
What the fuck? No, I guess. I mean, not in a locker, a cage.
What did you say?
What did I say?
What did you deserve it?
Fuck, I was 5'7", weighed about 110 pounds. Some swamp monster that failed PE. Four times.
Failed PE.
Three times. No, he's a senior. He's taking PE.
The only way you fail PE is if you're a miscreant.
Can I just say?
Right?
Yes. Can I just say something? I was trying to look up at this Governor McMaster, this shit stain from fucking South Carolina.
Sure.
I was trying to see what, if he gets NRA money. Of course he does, probably. Last year he was Lieutenant Governor. This headline. Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster to remain an all-white country club.
Well, there you
and
go.
He's a racist.
Well, Knock me over with an ant fart.
I know. I mean, God.
Jesus. He's a racist from South Carolina. Stop.
Right. Garbage people.
I know what it's like in the schools. He said, most women wouldn't like to be put in that position. I know from South Alabama they would.
God.
He said, teachers are not qualified to interject themselves into a hot situation in which law enforcement are called to an active shooter situation. Right. Right.
But does he means just women.
He means, yeah, well, mostly.
God. Yeah. Now, you're kind of dumb, dude. How do you write laws? You know what? Now that I know that you're a former PE teacher, none of this is surprising, right? I mean, I don't.
He also said, this is another point.
Yes.
He said he's got family members who were or currently are highway patrol. They've told him when the highway patrol busts onto a scene like that, they shoot the first one holding the gun.
Yay. Fuck. I mean, and that's the good guy with the gun theory. That's why it doesn't work.
What do you got, tattoo him on the forehead? A little Glock in the between the eyes, so you can identify people that are qualified to shoot.
Yeah. Well, you
and
have
what if
to.
It's a black teacher?
Well,
who has the gun?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bye bye.
The good guy with the gun thing. There was lots of some of these these shootings. There's been armed people that don't help because they don't want to get shot by the cops.
Well, right. And they've got a pistol.
Right.
Against somebody in body armor with an AR-15.
How the fuck? Right. How the fuck if these cops in Parkland, these sheriff deputies, they didn't go in because they were outgunned. How is a teacher who, I don't know, say you have a gun in your desk for like 5 years, nothing happens. All of a sudden, one day a mass shooting pops off.
Right.
You're ready at that moment to get your gun and react and take on a guy in body armor who's been training for this moment.
Is it locked up? Is it? Shouldn't you be really getting the students the fuck out of there or locking, barricading your doors and stuff? But no, so you're going to, you know, there's going to be moron heroes because who's going to sign up for this shit? So far, they're not saying every teacher has a gun.
Yeah,
the NRA would love. But they're saying, well, you know, it's got to be specially trained teachers and pay them extra and everything. Who's going to sign up for that shit? But the lunatics.
Right.
The gun nuts who are going to salivate.
And you know,
when they hear there's an active shooter, I'm grabbing my gun.
The thing is, too, I imagine, I've never served in the military, but I imagine if, say, you're a SEAL or in the special forces and you're active, you train a shit ton. And you're ready for situation. Right. There is, I'm sorry.
And find anybody who's that well trained that thinks this is a good idea.
This is what, you know, I don't know what it's like to be in a school when a mass shooting starts. It must be hell on earth. It's unimaginable. There is nothing you can do. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do to contend with that. We could ban these AR-15s. We could do some gun control. That's something you can do.
Right.
But once the gun's in the classroom and people getting shot up, it's fucking hell. There's nothing you can do to contend with that. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. We should get rid of these AR-15s. Maybe get rid of assault weapons. Stupid. It's fucking arming the teachers. God damn it,
yeah,
Trump.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
See, this is how
you gotta harden the schools.
If he hadn't said anything, he hadn't said anything about this Parkland shooting, it would be better. But because he had to interject this idea that we need to arm the shooters, he made the conversation about gun control worse because now we have this dumbass distraction. There's no evidence to back up the fact that arming the teachers would help in a mass shooting, but now we got to talk about it because our dickhead president interjected it into the fucking narrative.
Meanwhile, in Monterey County, California yesterday.
Hey, man.
Seaside High School in Monterey County.
Oh, wait. Dude.
yo, dude, what's up?
Monterey. That's conservative as fuck. I think that's where, isn't that where Clint Eastwood lives?
During a class devoted to public safety, teacher who is also a reserve police officer trained in firearm use accidentally discharged his gun.
No, shit.
And a male student was reported to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries. he shot it up into the ceiling and a bunch of shit fell down on the kid. So the kid didn't get hit with a bullet.
Oh, good.
It did get hit in the neck by debris or fragmentation.
See, it makes it worse. Well,
although he says the student's father says it was his understanding that fragments from the bullet ricocheted off the ceiling and lodged in the boy's neck.
Oh, shit.
The father said the teacher told the class before pointing the gun at the ceiling that he was going to make sure his gun wasn't loaded. Something, according to the Washington Post here, and if you know guns, you can look. You're allowed to look. You can look and see if there is a bullet in the chamber. You don't have to point it at the ceiling and pull the trigger to see if it's loaded.
But that, wait. I'm confused because that's what Yosemite Sam does, right?
Okay, the sure. Cartoon he character. Looks at it.
He just shoots all around, right? And the gun and the bullets just get absorbed in the atmosphere.
They said the class continued on after the gun discharge.
What? Are you shitting me?
Get me
the fuck out of there.
God damn it, dude.
If my kid's in school and all of a sudden some teacher shoots the ceiling, I'm like, okay, I want my kid out of that class and you're not having class with this dickhead with the fucking gun. Sorry, we're done.
And why did he have his gun out? The
I don't fucking know.
The police chief of Sand City.
Eat my dick.
Reported that this dude last had his gun safety training less than a year ago. The police chief said, I have concerns about why he was displaying a loaded firearm in a classroom.
I think you should get your, that guy should get his money back from that gun safety training course. I mean, really, it sucks.
Public safety class. The father said that the teacher was preparing to use the gun to show how to disarm someone. What the fuck are they teaching in public safety courses? It's not fuck jitsu class.
Am I understanding? fuck jitsu? I'm going to take that.
What the hell?
Listen, look, can I understand what's happening here? The teacher has a gun on him, right? And he's talking
about... police officer.
He's talking about how to use it. He points the gun at the ceiling and he shoots it. He shoots his gun.
Apparently after saying, well, I'm going to make sure it's not loaded and kabang.
That... Why would he do that?
Because he's a dumb fuck.
He's that dumb?
He did it.
What does he teach?
We have evidence that he pointed at the ceiling.
What is this dickhead?
Public safety. He was teaching a public safety class, I guess.
He gets fired. I mean, he's fired, right? I mean, he's got to be fired.
I would hope the fuck
God
so.
God damn, I mean. Imagine you're in I'm in a public safety class. Some debris from the wall fell on, cut my neck. Because my teacher, my public
teaches math.
Math.
Dennis Alexander teaches math as well as a course on the administration of justice. Oh, great.
Everybody, this guy needs to be fired. I mean, at the very least.
What kind of classes are going on in high school? Did you have a class on the administration of justice in your high school? Did you have a class on public safety in your high school?
No.
What the fuck?
This is Monterey, California, dude. I went to school in the country of Georgia, and I did not have that. I don't think that class is, I had classmates that spent 3 years trying to pass PE, you know, tetherball 101.
How about music? How about the arts? Public safety.
Oh, let's get cucked, everybody.
Got to teach you how to disarm a Negro that's coming after you.
Let me check to see if my gun's loaded.
That's Monterey County.
Yeah. Well, wait a second. What
the brown people are coming for you. I'm going to teach you how to disarm them.
Was there a floor above him? Did I miss that? Was there?
I don't think so. I don't know. But
dude, let me tell you something, dickhead teacher with the gun. If it was my kid that had his neck cut open or something, I would sue the living fuck out of your ass.
State law and school policy forbids carrying firearms on campus without authorization. He did not have authorization.
What kind of He wasn't. Listen, this guy hasn't been cleared to shoot into the ceiling.
Oh boy, with here's some blatantly obvious bullshit award.
Lucky
goes to Daniel Diffenbaugh, superintendent of Monterey Peninsula USD, Unified School District, said, clearly we will revisit this incident to ensure that something like this would never happen again. I think a lot of questions are on parents' minds, like why a teacher would be pointing a loaded firearm at the student at the ceiling in front of students. Clearly, in this incident, protocols were not followed.
What protocols? Right. What protocols are you supposed to follow? God, I don't even understand why this fucking teacher did this.
We hate
children in this country. Show me evidence otherwise. We love guns so fucking much.
Think they're property.
Yeah, that's true, right? Ain't no reason why I gotta.
And they're women folk too.
Yeah,
like the Alabama guy. We gotta protect the ladies. Hey. We can't put guns in their delicate little hands.
Hey, dickhead Shriver, whoever the fuck you are, you shit stain. If you really gave a shit about your ladies, you would demand gun control.
Yeah,
you would demand it. These kids are tired of being shot up in their fucking class. That's why they're walking out. They're demanding gun control. This is making me nuts.
I
was thinking about this the other day. Why the fuck? Why don't we have a general strike in this country? Nothing is happening that the people want. Not one fucking goddamn thing. We got all this money in this country. Think of all the money, all the riches in this country. Yet it's being run like a third world shithole. No offense. I don't mean to use shithole, but God damn it. It's unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
Kate's sleeping.
David Barton, that fake historian who
sucks off Glenn Beck.
Was Glenn Beck's buddy, reach around bud for a while, trying. Was running for something in Texas. I think nobody voted for him, unfortunately. This is a right-wing nut job whose right-wing nut job Christo Lunatic publisher yanked his books off of the Walmart shelves because it was found to be full of steaming bullshit and lies. He wrote a book trying to say, No, Jefferson was fundamentally Christian, loved the Lord, way into Jesus. Just ignore the fact that he cut out all the supernatural parts of what he thought was the Bible,
right,
and what he thought the Bible should be, to put forth just kind of the good messages that Jesus said. Forget that part.
Right.
No, he was way into Jesus.
Yeah.
Completely rewriting history.
I remember that. What a load.
Well, apparently... Speaking of load, one of his loads that was allowed to ferment.
Yes.
Now
ferment.
Now has a radio show. Tim Barton.
His kid.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. God.
Co-host of the Daily Wall Builders Live.
Is this like.
Hosted along with his father.
Is this an anti-immigration immigrant kind of fucking shit? Or is it like instruction, how to put a wall up?
I think it's all the above. Oh, no. I don't think it's a how-to.
How to draw a wall.
Kind of hard to do shit like that on the radio.
That's true. That's true. yeah, you can't.
Also hosts another host is former Texas state legislator Rick Green.
You know, if you did a construction podcast, it would be kind of fun because all the sounds would be like, lots of.
So here is Tim Barton.
Yes.
Talking about the Second Amendment.
Oh, my God. Boy, jizz away.
So the reason that we have this Second Amendment was designed because as we separated from Great Britain, we realized that the kings, right, these systems of government became very abusive to the people. So the Second Amendment wasn't specifically for individual self-preservation, although that's certainly an aspect to it. No doubt about it. Nobody denies that. On the much larger scale, it was actually about protecting people from an abusive government. And because of that,
he's kind of got that Kevin Swanson over-articulation thing going on because of that.
Yeah, yeah. He has this, there's a quality to his voice that makes me hate the fuck
cuntiness.
Out of
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a cunty quality to his voice.
Whatever weapons the government had, the people also had access to. And in the founding era, they had the right to have it. Now, people today would say, wait a second, back then all they had was muskets. Well, yes, it's true. But the advancement of technology that the military had at the time, the people had as well. And I understand that's a very dangerous, risky scenario.
Do
but at the time it was written, the idea was, We do not want to give a level of superiority to a government that could become abusive, that could become oppressive and divisive. We need the ability to protect and defend ourselves against that government. And that's why, I mean, really all the way up to the early 1900s, there was no restrictions to speak of on individuals owning specific guns, capacities, right? Well, whatever you're looking at. And I get it. I mean, people are saying, now, wait a second. I mean, you go from a single shot muzzleloader to revolvers, and then really, it wasn't really that dangerous until you move forward. And I understand all those arguments, but the point was,
God, this guy's got a word count that's pretty amazing.
Hey,
his basic point is the same that his fucking shit stained father has said, which basically citizens should have the same level of weaponry.
Oh.
As the government.
Okay.
So we should all have drones and nukes.
I want an aircraft carrier. Oh, yeah, I want a nuke. Why can't I have a nuke?
These people are out of their fucking minds.
What's his name?
Tim Barton.
Tim, listen, don't take this the wrong way, but I think you're dumb as fuck. You're a moron.
We wanted to make sure the people had the same means of defense as a government might have offensive weapons. So we need the same level of weapons to defend ourselves that we're going to be attacked with, because we didn't want to disadvantage the people from being able to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. So it actually was written, the Second Amendment was written to protect people with allowing them to have the same level of weapons that was going to come against them.
No, where does it say that? The Second Amendment was written to protect people by allowing them to have the same level of weapons that is going to come against them.
Does it say that?
I don't know. I don't know that that is necessarily in there.
Tim, try to understand something. In Parkland, at Columbine, at Sandy Hook, it was children. You fuck. These people have these guns that are just fucking ridiculous. The cops can't even protect our children from being shot to death in schools. That's the point. You just can't get through to these fucking idiots. This guy's a dickhead. Oh, I can't stand him. Ugh.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Why do we let these dumb people vote? It always comes back to this country is just, we're just, I don't know what the word is. I'm so fucking pissed off. We're just fucked. Fucked! That's the word.
Because of money.
We're fucked because stupid people that believe stupid shit come to the boat with their stupid fingers up their fucking ass, and they vote with their stupid fucking brains.
Yeah, and get E. coli all over the machine.
Quit being stupid!
Is the way it was commonly understood. And certainly, that's the way it acted out in the founding era, all the way up again.
Time out. Fuck you, Tim. I want to explore
The point. We're done with him. He's made his point.
Piece of shit. The point is, I bet if you went and swabbed some of these voting machines, do you think there's E. coli all over them?
Yeah. Gross.
I never thought of that.
Especially if they've got their finger up their asses when they're showing up.
I just can't. I can't imagine, like, you look at that voter that, these people vote, dude. These people vote. That's why we're fucked.
Speaking of Kevin Swanson, I didn't know we got a clip from him. Here's him talking about the student protests.
That's Bartman.
Isaiah?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That was Tim Barton.
Tim Bartman. Oh, Tim, fuck you, please.
Now here's a little bit of Kevin Swanson. Oh. You know,
this guy gave a speech. And there were these people running for president, right? These Republicans. And he called for the death of gay people. And these Republicans didn't say fucking shit.
Correct.
Isaiah chapter 3 has something important to say. I think this is the wisdom of God spoken to Israel at that time, where God was turning Judah, the southern tribe of Israel.
Oh, I can't listen to this.
Damn, it's like part of me wants to take this coffee cup, bash it in my face. I stop with the mythological garbage.
So he says,
talking about Judah.
He says, Isaiah.
Oh, fuck you.
In the book of Isaiah chapter Thomas. 69, verse 69.
Woo!
God threatened to punish Judah by warning, quote, I will give children to be their princes, and babies shall rule over them.
Strap it on.
So babies shall rule over them. Ooh, in other words, these evil kids
are
a curse. Quote, he says here later on, this is the curse that God places upon nations. The people will be oppressed, everyone by another and everyone by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elder and the base toward the honorable. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women shall rule over them.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this hellscape.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Women and children are telling the penis bearers what to do.
Kevin Swanson. Listen, by the way, if my brothers are listening, please don't text me and be like, I'm worried about your heart. You're going to have a fucking heart attack and shit. I can't help it. I'm mad today. Listen, it's fucking shit, man. Kevin, you suck, and I hope to God you don't have children.
God,
you're raising monsters.
You know, he's
these kids are saving us. These kids that are walking out and God, imagine these kids have such courage. They walk out of that Arkansas school and that motherfucker hits them. Can you fucking imagine? Oh my God, where is Batman? Where is Dexter?
Govern what they are doing. We have seen a massive violation of the Fifth Commandment in a wholesale sense since the 1960s and 1970s. And for this reason, God will bring a curse upon
Fuck you.
I believe he means the babies are being killed. The fifth is thou shalt not kill. So
okay.
Not the first.
Kevin.
Of course. The most important ones, 1, 2, and 3, are you better fucking worship me. You better not fucking worship anybody else. And you better take Sunday off, bitches.
Oh, yes.
And come worship me.
God, what a great God. The stupidest. Hey, do you think Kevin's a real believer? Is this all bullshit? Do you think he really believes? God, Kevin,
there's a lot of gleeful hate in that voice. I think he believes.
Ooh,
really
okay, great. That's great. Kevin, right now, I'm going to pray. Dear Jesus, please strike Kevin down with some horrible cancer and bullshit. And
oh, that's not nice.
I don't give a fuck. None of this exists, dude.
Well, it's right.
I'm not talking to anything.
No, that's right.
I want to freak you. I hope, and then when you die, I hope you burn in hell. Have a ball. Fuck you.
A wholesale sense since the 1960s and 1970s. And for this reason, God will bring a curse upon a nation. And of course, God brings his curse upon a population of the millennial generation.
He's cursed the young people.
He's
and turned them into zombies and sent them out to protest against guns or something.
Help me understand this bullshit. Who is he?
It's impossible.
Who is he?
Yahweh.
Oh, God's cursing children?
Well, yeah, because we're killing babies. So he's sending his curse upon the nation. The loving God is sending his curse upon the nations.
Kevin, I'm sorry I prayed that you get cancer. You know, I take it back, kind of. I mean, but listen, they brought abortion into this. Are you fucking kidding
me? That's their vibe, yeah.
How do you bring abortion into this?
Because that's anything bad that happens to us is from killing babies and gay guys fucking each other in the butt.
Right. Hey, yes. God, Kevin, I can't even understand the intelligence level that you work on. How do you do normal shit? Like go to the store and I hate you.
I cannot find the powdered milk.
Right. Who's
I believe
married
this is a
you?
Curse from the Lord. I'm here at Aldi.
Does someone let Kevin Swanson inside of them?
Somebody did. He's one of these lunatics. He's probably like, you can't say no to me. And
is he quiverful?
You can't rape your wife.
You're a vomit. You're a scourge. How dare you?
They're really gross creatures.
God, you think God is cursing these children? These children, they're saving society, you fucknut. You're dumb.
Burn
in hell. Ha ha ha. How do you like that? What a fuck.
I've also got a story about the sovereign state. This is a good one. Are you seated? This is going to be a shock.
Shocker. I am seated for those of you not watching through the window like pervs,
but there is a new article in Scientific American.
Yes.
Drawing from a number of different studies.
Ooh, yes.
Scientifical kinds.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Satan.
And the headline here at the Raw story,
right?
White men stockpile guns because they're scared of black people and feel inadequate.
Yeah. Duh. Well, yeah.
I wanted to make sure you were seated for that.
Oh, wow. Okay. God damn.
Of course they do.
God, Kate, how do you sleep? How our intern's fucking asleep right now. It's the show, man.
The
she's so fucking, she's out like a light over there.
They found a very specific profile of the average American gun owner. It's a relatively small group because just 3% of the population owns half of the country's guns.
Why?
There's gun one percenters.
Damn, dude. Think about that. We're letting these people hold our children hostage. We're sucking these guys' dicks so hard, we can't even have an assault weapons ban.
Right?
God, and the liberals, they have to be so nice and stroke your dick when you talk about gun control so you don't lose your fucking mind, you sensitive fucks.
It says here, the average gun owner is a white man without much education, who is worried about providing for his family and who is afraid of black people.
If you're worried about providing for your fucking family, sell some of those guns. How much are guns?
And stop voting Republican, for fuck's sake. A couple hundred bucks up to a couple thousand bucks? What are you buying? AR? $700 to $1,000? Do you want a scope on it? What do you want?
I don't know what I want on it.
Do you want a swastika etched into the side like the...
They probably do.
The shooter at Parkland had a swastika carved into his AR. That ain't getting
man?
A lot of press.
Right.
His white nationalist ties ain't getting a lot of press.
And you know what? God, that's so fucking crazy. We are in such a tenuous situation in this country. This racism shit, we have a president who preaches hate, racism, and shit, and he is emboldening these guys and these KKK motherfuckers and these right-wing nut jobs all have guns.
A lot of them.
All have guns, and they're nuts.
Scientific American writes, these are men who are anxious about their ability to protect their families, insecure about their place in the job market, and beset by racial fears. They tend to be less educated. Duh.
And then a fascist lunatic swoops in and say, hey, all your problems can
exactly.
be are the cause of these Mexicans.
Exactly. And I can make things better. I can make things better by kicking out all these brown people, and you'll need less guns because they won't try to come steal your daughter and rape her and turn you gay.
You know, he said all that shit,
well,
though.
Right.
I mean, it's that crazy.
Many of them say that shit, not just him. Many of them.
Got
Steve Kings, your Louis Gohmerts, your knuckle draggers.
You know what?
90% of the Texas
yes.
GOP.
You know what's killing us in this country? Lots of things. But
guns.
One of these things is that these fucking people that are moderates, and they don't understand how fucked up this is. How fucked up it is that we have a racist president that emboldens racists. And at the same time, we're under some kind of fucking cyber attack from Russia that he doesn't give a fuck about. He can't come out unequivocally and say it's bad that Russian spies are in England squirting VX on people.
Yeah.
He can't say that.
Yeah.
We are fucked.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Yeah. Fuck.
They're less educated for the most part. They don't appear to be religious.
They're not into God or any
the gun
shit.
Owners.
Okay.
And in fact, one study says faith seems to reduce their attachment to guns.
Really? But what about that church that was blessing the AR-15?
Those are the Moonies. They're batshit. Okay. In fact, stockpiling guns seems to be a symptom of a much deeper crisis.
Oh, God. It's worse than
in
Jesus?
In meaning and purpose in their lives. Two sociologists plotted gun owners on a gun empowerment scale.
Yes.
They found that the people who were most emotionally and morally attached to their guns were 65% of them were male and 78% white.
Oh, God.
We found that white men who have experienced economic setbacks or worry about their economic futures are the group of owners most attached to their guns.
So how do we solve this?
We get the Republicans the fuck out and,
oh, yes.
and start implementing some democratic socialist economic policies so that everybody can live like dignified lives of hard work, even the people is, hard work is bullshit. When these assholes say, if you work hard, if you work hard, you can make it. That's fucking bullshit. I know tons of people who work their fucking asses off.
Right.
And can't afford.
Oh my God.
To go to the movies every week. Can't, cause they can barely afford fucking rent.
I know people that fucking couch surf. They're making minimum wage. That's ridiculous. Right.
And the Republicans and the conservatives demonize those people and say, well, you should be working harder to go to school. Get a better job where you're sitting in some fucking cube pushing numbers on a goddamn computer.
You know what, man? You know, it's, you think about, okay, so the elect, remember the election in Alabama where the rapist was running, Roy Moore?
Sure. Sassy's dad.
The fucking horse. How do we know Roy Moore's horse's name? How the fuck is that in my mind? God. Who saved
because
Alabama?
He rides his horse to go vote.
With a little gun.
With a cowboy hat.
His vest.
Yep.
Dandy. Who saved us in Alabama? Who saved Alabama? Black people and women, right? People of color and people with inside fun parts. And who's saving us in Florida? These fucking kids. So listen, white dudes. I'm sorry. It's going to be the kids, the women, and the people of color that's going to save this fucking country. Yeah. Because you think there's a war upon you. You think you're put upon. Are you out of your mind?
Right.
You're straight white male, you dick.
God
damn. Fucking loons.
A British study looked at gun owners using a test to determine racism. This is insane. They found that a 1-point jump in the scale correlated to a 50% increase in the likelihood of owning a gun.
Oh, my God. Oh, how many percentage? 51%?
A 1-point scale in determining racism. So 1 point up on the racist scale.
Yeah.
Equal 50% increase in gun ownership.
Oh my God.
So the more racist you are,
the more likely you are to own a gun.
By a lot.
See, like, something we can't solve, or I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to make people not racist. Because I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's just moronitude. It's dumb. But what we can do is take away the guns.
Another study from the University of Illinois at Chicago said that UIC, fun campus.
It beat.
I hung out there a bunch of times because there were a lot of tournaments there, tennis tournaments.
Oh, really?
At the pavilion, UIC pavilion. The study there also found that racial resentment among whites fueled opposition to gun control.
So
if you're racist, you're against gun control.
Why? Why? Because you think black people are coming for you? You need to be armed?
Yes.
You're scared of people of color? God, grow the fuck
up. So that's interesting. So the religious aspect is just the opposite. The more religious people tend to not want to fillet their guns. Sociologists found that religious faith tended to stop the attachment of guns.
See, that's terrifying, dude. So if you're racist, it's more likely you'll own a gun.
So it's all these butthurt white males that found themselves with a lying messiah, lying orange pussy grabbing messiah.
Boo.
That was going to kick all the brown people out, get them all their jobs back.
Damn. And imagine you're racist. So then people that don't have your skin color, you see as not human. And now you got a fucking gun.
Well, and you just lived through 8 years of one of those subhumans running your country.
God damn.
Your views. You look and you can't even look up to the president because he doesn't look like me.
Go back.
I get the economic terror and worry.
Yeah.
My dad worked in a factory his whole life. It was always struggling for money as more and more of Reagan's and the Republicans trickle down bullshit.
It's the GOP
took
man.
Away his buying power of his of the salary that he made.
If you have a problem with Obama, you don't like him, go look, just think, listen to the speech he gave at Sandy Hook. Listen to that speech. I mean,
one sociologist said the gun is a ubiquitous symbol of power and independence. Guns, therefore, provide a way to regain their masculinity, which they perceive has been eroded by increasing economic impotency.
Impotency. I kind of like it better.
Impotency.
Impotency. Oh, my God.
A woman is 5 times more likely to be killed by her husband when there's a gun in the home.
Yay.
Just so you know.
What about people committing suicide and shit like that? Imagine you got a fucked up brain. You're fucking racist. And now you got a gun. It's probably more likely if you're in some sort of weird depression shit, you're going to blow your brains out.
Here. Scientific American points out that only a gun is dangerous for a bitter and insecure man who is at risk of economic setbacks. White men aren't just Americans most likely to own guns, they say. They're also the people most likely to put them in their own mouths and pull the trigger, especially when they're in some kind of economic distress.
Yeah.
White men are 3 times more likely to commit suicide with a gun than black men.
Wow. Wow. Man, we got it. We need some gun control. That's the only answer.
Although one author says ridiculing these people is not helpful. So don't listen to our show.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't know. What are we supposed to do, though? I mean, you know, ridicule. God damn.
Well, but at some point, you got to take responsibility for your own ignorance and fucking learn what's going on. And learn that you're being fleeced. And that's the thing now. You see these people. I've seen comments from guys who are like, I voted Trump. It was a fuck you vote. And, you know, now I don't like him. But if you keep insulting us, I'm going to vote for him again.
Well, dickhead, let me explain. Here's the thing about that. You're a straight white male who's angry. And Trump is hard on people of color and women. He is oppressive. So I'm sorry. I don't want to worry about your fucking feelings. I'm not worried about your feelings. We should all be worried about Muslims and African-American people and fucking women. We got a rapist in chief. I'm sorry. Do I have to cradle the white man's balls? Fuck you. God, got an iPhone. Look up some shit. Learn some shit. Quit being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you're doing okay. You're losing privilege.
You have all the guns.
You might have to actually be treated like everybody else, and that's what they can't stand. But the economic part, I get. Everybody's fucked.
Right.
So, yeah, the white middle class is fucked because it's going away.
Yes.
Because Republican policies are sucking all of the value out of the middle class and handing it upward.
Right. What do you mean? What do you mean? All that money that Wells Fargo, cheating, evil Wells Fargo, all that money they got in that tax scam thing, that's not going to trickle down?
And then, what was it today? Yesterday, the Senate votes to get rid of...
Roll back that Dodd-Frank shit.
Dodd-Frank protections.
God, I was reading...
Even a few Democrats voted.
Oh, I know.
Elizabeth
I know.
Warren was losing her mind. Rightfully so.
I mean, am I an idiot? I'm like, hey, listen, if Elizabeth Warren is against it, just be against it! That's her thing, right? That's her fucking thing.
I mean, if you're a liberal and you're into economics, I would say yes. I would banking and economics bullshit. I would probably accept her as a
called them out.
An expert.
She called them out by name, didn't she? When she was speaking out against this fucking shit. Why do you want to roll back Dodd-Frank?
Because bankers got to make money.
Shit, man.
Although there is, well, they're saying that, Wall Street, this is, from Think Progress.
Yes.
Wall Street finally peeled off enough Senate Democrats to get major rollbacks of financial regulation. Do they remember what happened in 2008, 2007, 2008? Because there were no financial regulations on derivatives of mortgages and shit like that.
Yes, I don't know what kind of hellscape they want this country to turn into. So,
yesterday the Senate passed a bill exempting dozens of banks from the Dodd-Frank reforms.
Ugh.
But now it seems that a House Republican,
yes,
who has pushed the banking industry's wish list for years, may be bizarrely standing in the way. Representative Jeb Hensarling from Texas.
Fuck you, boy.
Who's a longtime advocate for the most radical category of deregulatory policies possible. said the Senate bill is dead unless the rest of them agree to go farther. So he's saying, it ain't enough.
Oh, my
God. I'm going to vote it down. It ain't enough.
I was thinking, oh, as a sensible Republican, it's different. He just, it's not fucking shitty enough.
So now Paul Ryan is promising that the Senate bill will sit on his desk unless the Senate is willing to incorporate some of this asshole's demands.
God.
He said, we're not, Hanserling said, we ain't rubber stamping this bill. I would be happy to show them a copy of the Constitution.
Holy shit, guys. Oh, okay. What does that mean? You guys want to take a look at the Constitution over here?
It says 10 years to the week after Bear Stearns collapsed, kicked off the economic firestorm, destroying generations of wealth for middle and working class families. The deregulation advocates finally seem to have won, but this asshole's wish list, they say, is long. His staff shared a list of 29 separate bills that have moved through the House with various attacks on Dodd-Frank in recent years, which he would like to negotiate. He wants more.
God, I mean...
So this asshole is holding up because it ain't crazy enough. Like some of these dickwads did for healthcare.
Oh yeah,
they could have passed healthcare on their own. Remember,
it ain't shitty enough,
right?
I'm a Republican. I want to fuck my constituents harder than this. I fuck harder than this.
Well,
this
but
good
it's the donors that they want to make sure that they happily fellate.
How many fucking times in this motherfucking country are we going to let the Republicans do this? How many times are we going to let them fuck the country? The banks are going to get all fucked up. Then they're going to have to be bailed out again. It's just going to go. It's just going to keep doing. It's the same fucking cycle. God damn.
It looks like Fox News is going after Rod Rosenstein after these reports that Mueller has subpoenaed Trump Organization stuff. They're upset.
Oh,
Rod Rosenstein should rein in Mueller. He's obviously gone off the rails.
I love it. This is the Republicans and the conservatives of this country are so fucking bananas. It's like Russia. I've said this so many times.
Russia?
Russia. And the hunt for Red October, who is a bad guy?
The Rushers.
In probably one of those Steven Seagal
in the
movies
old one.
On the siege, under my siege.
Right.
My battle siege or whatever the fuck. Probably the Russians. Rambo Part 3, who was a bad guy? The fucking Russians. Russians.
Rocky 3.
Rambo.
Oh, were the Russians the bad guys in Rambo 2? I don't remember.
You don't remember Rambo 3?
I don't.
He went to Afghanistan and he fought Russians, I think.
I may not have seen that epic version.
It's always the Russians. Why? It's like, dude, the Russians are fucking with our shit. You gotta rein
with
in.
Our shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking fucked. We're getting fucked. We're getting ear fucked by these Russians. Nobody wants to investigate fucking shit. Fox News, why don't you just go suck Putin's dick, you dumbasses?
Oh, look, some chemical plants exploded in Texas.
Oh, yeah? Hooky.
One person missing, two people badly injured after an explosion at a chemical plant in Hood County, Texas.
Hey, man.
Witnesses described what sounded like a big kaboom.
Well, you know, last year, you remember last year, a couple years ago, a plant in Texas blew up. It had some sort of, everything was stored improperly.
Oh, but yeah.
But
they were making money, so it's okay.
That plant was owned by one of those state-run energy companies from Brazil. And something like that. Whatever. Ellipses, dot, dot, dot. It was really fucked up.
They believe the fire was sparked after a worker dragged his foot along the floor of the plant where chemicals were being mixed. He caught fire from the waist up.
Oh, my God.
Has been airlifted with critical burn injuries.
Oh, man. Less regulations, though, Trump. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well,
oh, sure.
Whatever. Good. Good, good, good.
That was just one of the headlines now that
fuck you.
And they're also going after Rosenstein.
They're going after Rosenstein. This fucking guy's trying to do his fucking job.
This is Fox News is immediately after the report, Fox yes. News turned to its chief intelligence correspondent, Catherine Herridge.
You did air quotes. If anybody's
around intelligence, yeah,
right. If you're listening, if you're watching through the window like pervs,
she noted that it already was reported that Mueller has been investigating whether the United Arab Emirates tried to financially influence the Trump campaign.
Yes,
she said this meant that Mueller had already exceeded the authority granted to him.
Listen to you. Listen to this person. Don't you want to know that? Don't you want to know if the United Arab Emirates are inappropriately influencing our fucking president and his fucking decisions? Don't you want to know that?
Right.
God, fuck off.
And here at Think Progress, here's what is in the actual legal bullshit papers creating the special counsel. The special counsel is authorized
yes.
To conduct the investigation confirmed by then FBI Director James B. Comey in testimony before the House Permanent Select Committee, blah, 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 including any links and or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the campaign of President Donald Trump. And
yes.
number two, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation.
Oh, shit.
And three, any other matters within the scope of the special counsel law, which basically allows Mueller to bring matters beyond his original jurisdiction to Rosenstein and get permission to pursue them.
Shit.
It's like
not only do you have to, it's impossible. It's like you have to get around these Republicans and these conservatives to investigate this shit, but still you have to investigate this shit.
Right. Trump is reportedly still pissed at Sessions.
Yeah.
For accusing himself.
Get over it. Can they get over it?
He's pissed, man. He thought Sessions was going to put out that Russian investigation fire.
But doesn't he understand, Trump? Listen, I know you're a dickhead, you're racist, you're fascist, you fucking angry little dickhead, but Sessions had to recuse himself, right? He didn't have a choice.
Right.
And I know it's weird that Sessions did the right thing. It probably freaked you out. It's weird.
Sarah Sanders says Trump did not admit lying when he admitted lying to Justin Trudeau.
How do you do your job? How the fuck do you do your job? My God, Sarah Sanders must go home and get shit-faced. She just must go home. You must get fucked up.
Amazing.
How much would you have to drink if you were his goddamn press secretary? Could you imagine? Oh, my God. My liver would be shot.
Inexplicably, we were talking yesterday about how Theresa May and the Brits have expelled a bunch of Russian diplomats and spies and shit.
Yes.
After what they are calling a chemical attack on their soil by some Russian nerve agent.
Right.
Where the two targets, the former Russian spook and his daughter, are still in hospital.
Hello.
And so is the first cop that showed up and found them slumped on the bench. They don't know yet exactly even how it happened or where it came from, how they got spritzed or what's going on.
Yeah.
Now they're looking at their car, like maybe there was spritzed the car or something. Jesus. They're trying to figure out exactly.
They don't know how the chemical was deployed, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Now the Trump administration finally announced a new round of sanctions targeting Russia.
Right.
The Treasury Department unveiled new sanctions against 5 entities, 19 individuals.
Damn.
Many have ties to the Internet Research Agency, which is that troll farm that was indicted last month by Mueller.
So let me understand something. These guys that are tied to the troll farm are getting sanctioned.
Yes.
So isn't that the Trump administration sort of acknowledging that Russia did have some influence over our elections?
The administration, sure. Try to get Trump to say that, yeah.
But that is Trump. You know, I don't know.
How dare you use logic?
I'm sorry. I want a fish fillet.
The sanctions will prevent the named entities from entering the U.S. and will freeze any assets they have on American soil.
Pee on me.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Yes. Said,
the administration is confronting and countering malign... Russian cyber activity, including their attempted interference in U.S. elections.
What? But he's saying it. Steve Mnuchin's saying it.
Destructive cyber attacks and intrusions targeting critical infrastructure. The targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia.
Hey, Steve, I have a question. So you're saying, Mr. Mnuchin, you're saying that the troll farms influenced the election. However, there was no coordination between the Trump administration and these farms of trolls. There's no collusion. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think they're saying there's any evidence of collusion, but okay. They are saying
there were troll farms that influenced the election.
Yeah. Okay. Or tried to influence the election, Cornyn, Senator Cornyn from Texas, was on telly today, and he said, well, you know, we know that there were massive social media and cyber attacks. Now, we know they didn't change one vote.
Yeah.
Which they don't know.
They don't know. But the thing is, that's a fucking crazy argument. How the fuck do you, how do you quantify that? How do you quantify how many votes their fake news campaigns and all their Facebook ads and their, you know, how do you know how many votes it affected?
Right. It's, you can't quantify it.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't take large percentages in, let's say, Michigan or Pennsylvania.
To sway the vote.
And we know that those social media ads and everything and trolls were targeting people from those areas.
So how much more evidence do you fucking need? God.
The thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes,
we got a few minutes left here
on
the big show.
Yay.
We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live.
That's right, Pat.
Keep an eye on what's going on. Infrastructure.
Yes.
Pedestrian bridge fell down today.
Damn, man.
In Florida.
Shit.
Here in Miami-Dade County, Florida International University.
Okay.
A newly installed.
Oh, shit.
I wonder if this was a Trump project.
We got to cut the red tape so we get these structures up faster.
A newly installed pedestrian bridge spanning several lanes of traffic collapsed today, killing several people, crushing vehicles caught in the rain of rubble.
The rain of rubble. Damn. How fucking horrible. God.
There were at least 5 or 6 vehicles crushed underneath the pedestrian crosswalk.
Oh, shit.
6 injured people were taken away from the scene. It looks like they think 8 vehicles were trapped in the wreckage.
Yes. Oh, my God, dude.
Police requested TV helicopters to go away so they can hear any sounds of people under the collapsed structure.
Right. It's too loud.
So I guess we're going to figure out what happened there.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody cutting costs.
Right.
Cutting corners.
They were saving money.
Yep. And I wonder if the heavy regulations of Florida.
Oh, yes.
Has anything to do with it, the deregulation of Florida.
What did Trump say when he was running for president? For every new regulation, we're going to get rid of 3. Because that makes a lot of fucking sense.
The I think yesterday we started to talk about some of the comments from right-wing assholes about Stephen Hawking.
Oh, God.
I was going to save it for tomorrow, but we might as well. There's now a state rep from the sovereign republic, I believe.
Look, hey, the intern's at the door.
Of Texas.
Do I need to do anything? Or?
You can wait.
Okay.
A few more minutes.
Right.
State Representative Briscoe Kane.
What kind of name is that?
Briscoe Kane.
That sounds like somebody Harvey Korman would play in a fucking Mel Brooks movie.
Tweeted, Stephen Hawking now knows the truth about how the universe was actually made. My condolences to his family.
God, what a dick. What a fucking dick. And hey, and listen, I'm going to say something to all my fucking comedian friends out there that can't pass up a guy in a wheelchair joke or what the fuck ever. Please stop.
There were actually a couple of Republicans that tweeted out, look, conservatives, lay off Stephen Hawking. Lay off Stephen Hawking.
Right.
One asshole tweeted, trust and believe Stephen Hawking is no longer an atheist. May God forgive him. R.I.P. Stephen Hawking.
Fuck you, dude.
Actor Adam Baldwin, not of the Baldwin family. You'd recognize him if you saw him.
Wait, he's not? He is, though.
Adam Baldwin is not a Baldwin.
Okay.
Tweeted, R.I.P. Stephen Hawking. May he now have answered the question of why it is that we in the universe exist. May he now know the mind of God.
You piece of fucking shit. You piece of garbage. My God,
And those are some of the nicer ones. There's a whole bunch of people who are... who are gleeful that he's roasting in hell.
Oh, my God.
Westboro Baptist Church, which is apparently still a thing.
God, guys. Where's Batman?
Tweeted out, good news. Stephen Hawking is no longer an atheist. Bad news. It's too late for him to repent of his blasphemy against his creator and seek God's mercy.
Oh, God. Who is this? Who is saying this?
That's Westboro Baptist.
Westboro Baptist, you can't see this, but two fucking fingers. Fuck you. Double birds, baby. Double birds to all these fucking people. Oh, God. Stephen Hawking, he was great, right?
One asshole awesome. Said, right now, Stephen Hawking is meeting God and is sadly becoming aware of how little he actually knew. Another one. Just saw the news that Stephen Hawking died. This is sad because he will now meet the God he denied.
Fuck you.
It is sad because he will spend eternity without God. And it is sad because I thought he was going to meet the God.
Right. Which is it?
So does God like say, hi, nice to meet you. You're never going to see me again?
Does God greet you before you burn in hell?
It is sad because there are millions more just like him that need Jesus. Let this spur us on to share the gospel.
Oh, my God.
They think they need to talk more.
Oh, you know what? Jesus can fucking suck my
dick. They need to shove their Bibles into our orifices.
Can't we
even
say
more.
Something nice about Stephen? He was a fucking genius. He lived his whole fucking life tortured in a fucking wheelchair.
And not only.
Fuck me.
The Christianists. Here's a Muslim. Stephen Hawking has died. If you are a Muslim, do not say RIP. This man has denied Allah and his creation and has believed in aliens. He is the worst. He is in the worst position right now, for he is a loser in the hereafter. Do not displease Allah by saying RIP to the atheist and the worst of mankind.
Oh, my God.
He's a Muslim. We're the worst of mankind because we're atheists.
Right.
This one says Stephen Hawking is burning in hell right now. Bet he's not an atheist anymore.
Yes. That's so, so insulting.
These are Christians. These are supposed to be loving Christians who are almost literally gleefully dancing around at the thought of a guy who suffered from ALS for how many decades? A miserable, horrible,
These are the same fucking people who can't say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should ban an AR-15. Maybe we should.
Well, I don't know. The religious ones aren't as gunny. Oh, apparently, we found out.
God damn.
So there's an example of some more loving religionists that are out there of several different
and these fucking guns
denominations.
Oh God, I don't know.
We gotta go.
Fuck.
Thanks for joining us back tomorrow. Faithless Friday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Oh, it's already Friday.
We're always on iTunes, on Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. Wait, that music is way too fucking loud. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or the Instagram. Or go to his website, which is ratedourcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow for more of this bullshit.
Guns kill people.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death. Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.